to preach this topic.
It's called Creators of God.
It's a topic that I don't really want to talk about. It's one of those sermons that I don't really want to preach about, but I will try to speak today. And you know, why the church, it's so hard to move for the church among its own Christians. My beloved, have you ever asked yourself this question? I began to ask myself this question like about 15 years ago. Why the creator of the church is so hard to move within its own creation, my beloved? What happened with the church in 2000 years? That the church does not recognize its own creator, and when its maker is coming and supernaturally touches the church doesn't recognize the touch of her God, and she's running in terror. We are so used to fleshly service that as soon as something starts that we don't understand, we reject it immediately without even thinking. Why, church? My beloved, my question today is not just to you. I serve in my local church. This is a very little group. We have been watched today all around the world by hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, and this is a very, very small estimation. When I release these topics, I don't release them only in your life, but I release them in the life of those who are watching and listening to us today. You know, I am so tired that exactly those who must accept their Lord, those who are to thirst for Him, the bride of church, who is to wait for its own Maker with open arms, it doesn't recognize the breath of her own God. But I know that the majority of you people and those who are watching me right now, they know the breath of their God. Amen, church. Oh, Jesus. You know, I'm calming down. I don't know if I want to calm down from this state. I probably don't want to calm down. Probably the last 3 weeks I am in such a pleasure. Whenever I go, wherever I speak, I feel this comfort. Who is feeling this comfort? It's like something sweet, something pleasant comfort in your life, in your car, on your couch, amen, in the church. You're simply feeling this comfort. You don't need to prove anything to anyone. Someone is watching you with big eyes, and you're looking back at him, you know, with your eyes half closed. Why? My beloved, it's not your mind. You know why the church can't recognize its own Maker? It tries to recognize Him with her mind, but it's impossible to recognize Him with your mind, church. You know who? It's those who stopped to have fellowship with Him in their secret room and stopped listening to Him in their heart. These are the people that doesn't recognize their voice. That's all that you need to recognize the voice of your beloved Father. Beloved me, I'm walking with God not for 1 year, for many years. I recognize the voice of my beloved. I know when He draws me. I know it's impossible to recognize my sheep. They know my voice and they follow me. And they run away from the stranger because you came to someone. Someone says, no, I won't follow you. And you run away from Him. Why? Because we are, my beloved, you don't follow me. You follow God. Amen. You follow those people. You are attracted not just by my personality. You are attracted all the people who carry in them the fire. Amen, church. I am attracted. I'm watching it too, and your thirst is opening me more for prayer. We attract each other because there is living God in us who is attracting us as a magnet, and no one can deceive us anymore. He simply attracts us. I'm surprised. Right in this place, Holy Spirit is working, miracles are happening, people are giving their lives. Already in these 2 weeks, over these 2 weeks, so many people recommitted their life in reality to God. People who were on the back benches, they are such on a fire that it's impossible to explain. I'm accepting now, I receive now testimonies from different corners of the world, people who simply have their life changed because they listen to our prayer. And yes, it's the March prayer. After this prayer, something happened in the church. And I'm telling you, let your kingdom come on the earth as in heaven. Amen, church. Oh, Jesus, my beloved, my precious, let your kingdom be on this earth. Can you imagine when his kingdom comes down on this earth? Can you imagine when his kingdom comes down on this earth? What will be happening? Your spiritual eyes are open just for a little bit. I was in a revival, my beloved, many years ago. I was sharing about this before, when almost everyone had their spiritual eyes open and everyone saw angels moving around the auditorium. Everyone saw angels who were running, demons who were running away from this place. The spiritual world were so much weakened. You know why all these earthly things are easier to understand than the spiritual? Because we're used to it. But I want to get unused from all the earthly things. And I want to get used to walk in my living God, in His presence, in what He is. We're trying to understand God, but people cannot understand that God never stops. My beloved, can you understand this? What you're used to, get unused from it, because God will be moving forward. As soon as you get used to some kind of style, finally I found my church. Believe me, you won't recognize it. My beloved, the most important why we should be here. You are thirsty for God with all your heart, not just for some sermons. You are thirsty for the move of the Holy Spirit. And this is the bride of church. It always says, come, come. She's always calling for Him alone. And we are here on this earth for one reason alone, to show His glory. And my beloved, we just see little bits of His glory. We just start seeing little drops. And I believe, my beloved, that God will give us our own building. This dream will never stop. It never stopped for 16 years. And I believe we'll have a great center where there will be thousands and thousands of people penetrated with the glory of God. They will be soaked in the glory of God. We'll have our own TV studies. Studios. God will be touching people all over the world, not because you are the smartest, but because you opened your heart to the Lord. You simply said, Lord, take me, I'm giving my life to you. You know, when I said this, when I Jesus said, your life will be very interesting, I said, okay, Lord, when you give your life to God, believe me, you know what does it mean to give your life to God? It means to stop steering the steering wheel. It means that someone else is now drawing you, and people are asking me, aren't you afraid? How can I be afraid of my God? The fear is not from God. If you say, I'm afraid, then you've got a demon in you. The spirit of fear. Amen. When you are walking after God, when you're following God, there is no fear. Yes, you're walking cautiously because you've never seen anything like that, but you have no fear. You're stepping from power into power, from glory into glory. Oh, Jesus. Oh, you probably don't know that we've got what's written on our logo. Has anyone read the whole logo, the motto, the Transformation Center? What place from the Bible is written? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Do you want me to read this verse? Has anyone ever thought about this passage that I attached to our logo many years ago? Open, please, your Bibles. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Some people are sitting in this place and you don't even know what this ministry is built upon. Let's open it. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord, the Spirit. That was 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. The Lord Himself gave me this verse. We'll read again. But we all, with unveiled face, listen to me carefully, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, O Jesus, are transformed into the same image, O Jesus. Oh, my beloved, we are transformed into what? We are transformed into the same image. You are transformed into what? You are proud, sister. With unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image. The image of what? The image of Jesus. From glory to glory, even as from the Lord of the Spirit. O Jesus, from glory to glory. Oh, this is our purpose. Only you, as soon as you moved from one glory to another, get ready to move to the next glory. It's not just two steps. We moved from one glory to another glory. Let's give glory to our Lord and let's relax. No. As soon as you move from one glory to another glory, as soon as you came back to your senses, be ready to step into the next glory. What's happening there? Hallelujah. As soon as you got ready to move, to make one step, as soon as you got used to this glory, as soon as we got used to the encounters, Saturday, God is falling down, people are feeling great glory, and then something started to happen in the prayer for some strange reasons. This glory came to church. How is this possible? I don't know. I don't understand myself anything. I like it. I like everything that's happening. Amen. I like when the youth comes to Jesus. Amen. I like it when people start following Jesus. I like it when they fall in love with Him. Amen. I like it how God is moving now. The thirst, my dear friends, the thirst. You have to have a thirst from glory to glory, from glory to glory. Never, never ever promise to Him inside of you to stop. Promise you, you'll never stop. When you gave your life to Him, know that your life belongs only to Him and no one else has the right to touch your life except for Him. It's written, if the Son will ask for bread, can my beloved God give me Satan instead? Think this for yourself. All of my life, my conscious life, from when I was born from above, there was no one day in my life when He gave me something bad. I don't say that my life was easy or is easy now. But I want to be in Him. I want to be in this life. I'm enjoying every day of my existence, church. I like it so much when the focus is moved from the pastor and we all need to go down to become smaller and He is to grow. I want for God to be so much in this church, so that the flesh would get any praise at all. I want all the glory to belong to our God and not to the man. You know, what does it mean? Creators of God. It means people. It's about all denominations. I don't exclude any denomination. In one denomination, they created God in one way. In another denomination, they made God in another way. The third denomination, they made God happy. The other made God clapping and jumping. But you know that this is not God, absolutely. You know, altogether, this is not God. No, He is completely, He's a personality that we say, oh God, and you come to the next day and He's completely different and only your spirit can clearly understand. Is this Him or it's not Him? Oh, my dear friends, My spirit knows for sure who I'm serving to. What about your spirit? Is he happy or he's shocked? Shocked. Both happy and shocked. Amen. Why, people? They didn't understand before the pastor. He used to say, he's speaking logically. Yeah, he's speaking rightly. Amen. Everything is right. But now, it's harder to understand the pastor. You know why? Because there is more glory of God. And people stopped understanding you with their mind because your mind had to switch to your spirit. Your mind won't be left here on earth, but the spirit will go to his Father, to heaven. Oh, Jesus, I'm feeling so good here again. Jesus allowed me to preach today. Yes, I got up this morning and asked Father what to do. And Father said, I will let you preach today. Thank you, Jesus. I'll try to preach today. See, look what Paul writes here. I am amazed by Paul the Apostle most of all. From New Testament heroes, from New Testament apostles, from great people. Church, Paul surprises me most of all. He made those statements that they don't get into their heads. He threw such statements that until this day, 2,000 years, it's impossible to get into people's minds. Why? Because to understand him, you need to become like him. Hear me. How is it possible to become like him? Just like that, I became insane for Christ's sake. Did I make this? He said, "We are insane for the sake of Christ, with no sound mind, no mind." I mean, I don't know how is this possible. Insane means to have no brains, to have no minds. When I go to fix my car, I need there my mind. But in the church, you don't need your mind. It hinders you. Come on, church, do you understand me? Yeah, I understand. I want to let you understand, my beloved, that when you come into God, the mind is left at the entrance. When you go out of the church, you take back your mind, and you need your mind there. Your work. You don't have to do at work. Yeah, the work you have to put, the details, the pieces and parts, yeah. Everything is okay, it's calm at work, at your job. But we are insane for the sake of Christ, for the sake of Christ. Insanity is always bordering with Christ. As soon as you are outside Christ, when you are doing your earthly jobs, works, you should become so spiritual that no one will recognize you. You're flying in there. It's okay. Be normal in your family, with your husband, with your wife, with your children. You go to your job. Be normal. But when you come here, leave your mind behind. Just leave it there. Let's see what Paul says in Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. You think that you know God? Some people come and say, yeah, we know God. This is the funniest statement on earth. They say, I know how God is working. Do you know? Do you know how the bones are created in the belly of the pregnant woman? Do you know how a man is being created? How we can't explain the physical things, church. How can you understand God with your mind? What kind of mind do you want to use to understand God? The more of God will be here, the more your mind will become insane, or you will be like us, or you won't be like us. That's it. Because you'll want to understand God with your mind. But this is impossible, church. Do you understand me? It's impossible to understand God with your mind. Do you know what does it mean to know God? One time I asked my father, long, long ago, how to know you? And do you know what he told me? Stop existing for yourself completely. Do you know what does it mean to know God? It's to return into the same state when you were created, and you were created according to His image. You were a little bit, a little part of the living God Himself, you hear me? To understand, to comprehend God means to become one with Him, become part of Him. Oh, my beloved, why radicals, they make angry all the people? Because radicality makes you to make radical steps. We want to be balanced, we want to be normal, but the glory will come in such a way in this church, you will want to be normal, you won't be able to be. You will force yourself, you will try all the possible things to look normal. And I'm becoming strange, somehow strange. Amen. Let's read Galatians chapter 2, verse 19. For I, through the law, died unto the law. Listen carefully. That I might live unto God, I have been crucified with Christ. And it is no longer I that live. You don't live. Paul, who is then living? Who is then living? You understand what I'm talking, my beloved? You have to stop to live. To live. How is it possible to stop to live? Just like that. God, step by step, have to take your destiny, your fate, your existence. So much. For some people, will be very hard in this church because you will be so transparent here. You won't be able to hide. All the people will see. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, we are not in friendship with our mind. Okay. Oh, dear brother, we'll pray for you. For you to become insane for the sake of Christ, and at least for you to be in God completely with Him. We, the church, has to grow up to this point when we understand that our mind is needed us just for a certain time and place. But when you are in God, and let's see what Paul says here. The most insane letters in the Bible, books, the statements are written by Paul. And they're not being preached in churches. Why? It's better to have the helmet of salvation to preach about this only. Yes, and we read on. Yes. I now live in the flesh. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. He's growing more and more in my life. I'm trying to control my mind, but He's becoming bigger and bigger in me. Some people say, oh, you've become a fanatic, spiritual fanatic. Do you know what spiritual fanatism is? Fanatism never brings fruit. They just... when God comes, He brings fruits and changes. Who can see fruits in this church? You don't have to show anything to anyone. Can you imagine how many things we don't see today? How many things we hear today? But how many are the things that we don't hear that God is doing today? I now live in the flesh. I live in faith, the faith which is in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I want to ask you a couple of questions, my beloved. Can you completely capitulate before God? We as charismatic, as Pentecostals, yes, I gave my life to God. You're lying. You're lying. When you'll give your life to God, I will be the first not to not recognize you. You'll be surprising me more and more every day because you gave your life to God. To give your life to God means Now He is guiding with my destiny. Now He's leading me somewhere. And I trust Him so much. Yes, we walk says we gave our life to God. No, you gave your life only for 20% and only those that you understand. Can you give Him your life in such a way that you will promise Him? I will say, I don't understand, Father. Do you know why God was in love with David, with Joseph, with these people? They were simply doing insane things, crazy things. Why was he in love with Joshua? Because what normal man is working for 7 days around walls? Here's war going around. Lord, we've got an army. Hundreds of thousands of warriors. We only with our weight we can break these walls. The Lord says, no, you've got to walk. My beloved, who wants to try to understand God? The disciples got used to Jesus, but then he started walking on water and they have to get unused. As soon as they got used to Jesus walking on waters, he stands up and he commands the storm to be silent, and they are in double shock. He's walking on water, the storm listens to him. Who are living with your mind hinders you to completely immerse in him. You're afraid. But I say that the fear is not the right feeling to live in a Christian. Can you trust in Christ to insanity? If not, then you don't believe in him. Can you flow there where Christ flows without asking any questions at all? Do you know whose brains are cracking? Those who create God, because they created their own God. And now this God doesn't fit in their mind, and they say that this is devil. When the disciples saw Christ walking on water, they said, who is this? A phantom, a spirit, a devil. They said, this is devil walking on water, a spirit. A phantom. Jesus said, guys, relax, everything's okay, Father is home. I just decided to walk around. And Peter is, as usual, is getting again. Oh, if this is you, I want to walk on water too. He saw insanity and became insane himself. He walked on water. Yes, he switched on the brains a little bit. God forbid that while you walk on water, your brain switch on. Can you understand me now or you don't? When you are in God, your mind will make you sink. When you are on dry land, you need your brains to live in this life. But when you are with God, with Him, and He told you, walk, don't even think to look at the waves. The mind, the brains that are helping you there, it will destroy you here. Do you understand me? Maybe I'm like an outlander, a little bit ahead of the time of my church. No problems, it will come to you in 10 years. Yes, we like logic and we like our mind. I thank God for my mind. I have a taste, I have a style, I have my own customs, habits, I have a character. But everything is being destroyed in His presence. On water, then on water, as he says. God is doing sometimes things. I'm telling you seriously, the disciples had one serious life for 3.5 years. They couldn't understand absolutely anything. They just wrote one formula how to heal the blind, and a new formula came out. You don't put dirt, you spit. as soon as they learn the second formula, there is the third formula. Open your eyes. Yes, Christ, what's happening? No formulas are needed. Just follow God and He will tell you the needed formula in the right time. It's impossible to get used to God. It's impossible to understand God. I like those services when everybody is coming and they don't know what will happen there because you came to the living God. When people are coming here and they don't know how God will be touching people, what kind of a word will be here, what will happen, it means that you're trusting God, your faith switches on and you say, God, I give you this time. Remember this time when we are in God, He's becoming more and more. It's becoming more and more of God in our life. You'll see how this wave will be moving forward and so many people will be coming to God. I don't even know what will be happening in the second service. Jesus promised me for the first service, but I don't know about the second service. Hallelujah. I'm trying to control myself very hard. Can you completely die for yourself? We are believers. We all say yes, we love our Lord Jesus Christ. But when the Lord tells you to do this, oh, this is not from God. God needs to be as you understand Him. You understand that this time is passing. Now do you want it or you don't want? You have to accept Him as He really is. You will just have to, or you will be thrown away. You'll be blown away. Not all the people can understand the move of the Holy Spirit. What is happening with these people in the world? You see, this the prayer is the prayer. Do you see what's happening now? There is a movement. There is a movement. Why is it happening? You see that I'm blowing. And if you don't see that I'm blowing, you don't see that me blowing. You don't see, you don't pay attention to me. Maybe I'm hiding behind the pulpit. Okay, here we go. Here we go. What does it mean? It doesn't mean that I'm insane. I'll explain you. I'm not crazy. I'll explain you. It tells us that we are used, that there is someone who is moving and there is something that is moving. We are being shocked that we don't see what's the person who is moving, but there is a movement. Holy Spirit is blowing. You don't see Him. You don't see the wind. You just see the movement of the object, of a person. He's under the glory of God. He is just being in the glory of God. He's soaked in the glory of God. And we've got a problem here. You are used to such a God. And when the pastor came and he blew on all of them, they're all down. And when the pastor himself, he can't even come to them. He's laying down and everyone, oh, this is not from God. Are you an expert of the Holy Spirit? Did you write a book about anointing? I have no idea how God is working and I'll never learn because as soon as I say, oh, probably when I anoint with oil and then I forget oil and I have to pray about, I pray without oil and the glory is coming even in a more serious way. You understand that God is leading us from glory to glory. From one glory to another glory. From a smaller glory to a bigger glory. This is the movement of the church. We have to become those people who accept the movement of the Holy Spirit. God simply told me one day, He just came and asked me. You remember the topic, the friend of Jesus, you know that there is so much in this topic that Jesus told me I didn't share because the church wasn't able to understand these things. Maybe someday I will share it with you. I only shared with you what He allowed me to. God simply with tears in His eyes was asking me, listen to me carefully, to allow Him to be in my church who He wants to be. I want you to listen to me very carefully. Jesus, Father, You are the Lord of this church. No. You are the Lord of, you are the master of this church, the boss of this church. No, he said, I subjected myself to the bride, and without the word of the bride, I'm not coming and I'm not working. Only the bride and the master of the church can allow me to come in, and then I'll start working. I was shocked. I was surprised. I was amazed. He said, I'm only working there where they are allowing me, they're giving me the authority without no reserves. Why God wants to move here and there, everywhere? Why is He not moving? Because He is not allowed to. You understand me? And in this room, about a year and a half ago, maybe more, when the father told me this topic, when he spoke to me, he said, told me, my son, will you allow me to be myself? I was shocked. I was surprised. You are God. How can allow you? No, the earth is yours and the authority is yours. Only you and you can allow God to be living God. Only you can allow Him, and you know that God is subjects Himself. You'll allow Him to work only this much. He's not proud. He'll only work this much. If we will open our doors to Him and we'll say, Father, move, work. I was telling before, and I will repeat myself, this is not my church. Everything that's happening here, I don't understand myself anything. Where we're going, I'm sorry. I don't know. I only know one thing, that I want to see a saved nation. And if you and I, we have the same spirit, we will go into the promised land. We will put the armor, we'll take the weapon. We don't have to ask someone. If someone doesn't like it, let us alone. Leave us alone, please. I want to go to the promised land. I care about milk and honey. I want to live in those houses that I didn't build. I want to have the promised things that God promised to me. I want the church to be church. I want the church to come into its glory. We haven't even, my dear friends, we haven't even seen what real church is. We've never heard what real church is. We've never in our lives never received a revelation what real church is. I only know one thing, that I'm subject, I obey Him, and I want to become the real church, the true church. I want Him to put His order, His ruling here. I want to completely obey Him. I want to give myself into His hands completely, because I don't know anything, church. The most difficult thing is for the pastor to recognize that he doesn't know anything. You know, I trust the one who knows everything. You know why? I never miss. I simply hate to miss. The goal, you have a mess in your head, therefore listen to your spirit. Your spirit knows Him. Have fellowship with Him. Your spirit knows Him. Your spirit knows Him clearly. You can't deceive your spirit. He knows this, the move of His Father. Can you allow God to be God for 100% in your life? I understand, my beloved. It will take us time because we are humans. Because we are still full of all kind of religious rules. But let's agree upon one thing, that we'll allow our God to change us, transform us. We'll allow Him to heal us and listen to us. We were given God by someone. All who are born in Christian families, those who moved here from by religious visas, we are all being given God. But I want to ask you, are you satisfied by the God that you were given? I'm not satisfied. I want the God from the Bible. And you know that this is not the end. We have to do even more than Jesus did, because this is His commandment. More. I know that the time will come when the shadow will heal, because This is what was with the apostles. I know that the time will come when we'll see miracles that are not described even in the Bible. Why? Because we live in the last days and times. We need to trust only the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit. Because in this time, you can trust anyone. Jesus, I feel so good today. I just enjoy. I'm so satisfied as if I eat from a kingdom table. I receive such blessings right now. Thank you, Jesus. I'll repeat this moment again. I already spoke about this. How do you know when I read tons of books about occult practices, about deliverance, about witches, that the Lord, that were delivered by God, and they all write about one thing: the more demons are in the man, the more strong he is in the spiritual world. You all read these books. If you didn't, just believe me. And I started asking God, Lord, devil didn't invent anything. He copied everything. And the most interesting, the devil, you know what demon possession is? It was copied from the Church of Christ. It's a strange word. It sounds very unpleasantly every time when you use this word, possession. It's when we cast demons. Listen to me carefully. A person, the man, the human, is like a box that is always filled with something. You'll be filled either with futility or with demons or with the Holy Spirit, whatever, or with some of your own things. The human is a person that can't live by himself. We are like collectors. We are collecting all kind of things that we see around us. We are collecting information. Today, this day, you will live, you will copy so much information. Do you all understand me? Without forcing yourself, you won't be doing anything. You'll just sit in the church, you'll go to a restaurant, you'll visit someone, and you'll gather a lot of information. Do we want this or we don't? We all collect information. And when the Lord explained to me all these things, he said that devil took it, copied it from the church. Everything that he's doing in his demonic world, it's just a perverted copy of what the Lord created. It has always been like that. He can create, he just perverts. And the Lord told me that my predestination was, you remember the place, and I will live in them, and I will come into them, and I will live in them. Aren't you afraid when he will completely come into you? Aren't you afraid when he completely will take you over, will live into you, it will live in you? And it is not I who live, but who is living then? Jesus is living. Strange, hard to understand in every one of us. It will be a part of Christ. It is he. He is working in a different way. The actions are different, but the Spirit is the same. We are like bearers of little bits of Christ, and all together we're one, a strong, a body that's impossible to overcome. The time is coming when the Church of Christ is to give its life to God, not in words, but in deeds. The Church that has to sell its own body completely, its mind, its spirit, and its soul to its Creator. Otherwise, how can you be a bride of Christ? It's so pitiful to see some people who are in the very center, epicenter of the movement of the Holy Spirit, and they come out the driest. I read a book. Why? Everywhere where revivals happened, the driest people were those who were in the very epicenter of the revival. And the pastor asked the question to God. He had one of the greatest revivals in the world. Thousands of people were coming to God. They were throwing away things that they have. And in the very center, there were people who were completely dry and dead, and groups of people. And I remember this moment, and the Lord answered him this. Have you ever seen, he said, these sprinklers of water? Yes, sprinklers for grass. You know, where there is a dead piece of grass right under the sprinkler, because the sprinkler is sprinkling on the sides and nothing is falling down under the sprinkler or Jesus. Sometimes the heart, the people who are driest, the deadliest, are in, God is working, smacking your face and you don't see him. What's happening? Oh, my friends. But I know what's happening. God is changing this nation. My dear friends, listen to me. What God will do with us in several years, you will be shocked what God will be doing with the church around the world. I'm imploring you for one thing. Don't even think to leave what you are in, because when this wave will come, when this storm will come, you'll be the ones who will be in the very center of the revival. People will be breaking through by thousands. You will watch what will be happening. The church is not called to be a small sect, a small group of people who is holding to its rotten principles. What was the church being born? Can you explain to me what was church intended to be? What was the church intended to be? The church's reformation is a revolution. Do you hear me? The church is the freshest, the strongest, the best on this earth. This is what church is. When people go to church, you don't need movies. No one will be taking cassettes from you. You will stop soaking all this dirt, because you'll be soaked by God and you won't want anything else. Oh, Jesus, lift this church up on earth. I'm allowing you, Holy Spirit, to work in this church. I'm allowing you for all 100% to work in this church, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, this is your church. I am committing it again. I'm dedicating it again to you completely, to your hands. Everything that you see, Holy Spirit, take it, change it as you want. I won't be interfering anywhere. I will be completely subject, obeying to you. This is your church. I'm giving it to you again in the name of Jesus. Jesus, are there people in this place who are 100% ready to give their life to God? Are you ready to lift up your hands right now? 100%, you are giving your life to God. In this place, in this auditorium, I know that the Spirit touched someone. I want these people to come forth right now. The Lord touched in real way. Only those who were touched really by God, only those people who were really touched by God, only these people come forth, only those people who are greatly touched by the Holy Spirit right now. God is choosing you. God is choosing you. God is choosing you right now. God is choosing you right now. God is choosing you. Only those who are touched by the Holy Spirit. Only those who are touched by the Holy Spirit. It is not I. It's not of my business here. Forget about me. Just start telling him. Yes, tell him that you love. He will touch you as never before. He will touch you as never before. Holy Spirit will touch only those who are touched by the Holy Spirit. In reality, you feel the fire inside of you. You feel the fire inside of you. You feel this heat inside of you. You feel this move of God inside of you. It is the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit. Now you have to commit your life to God right now. Dedicate your life to God right now. Right now. Give your life to God. Holy Spirit, touch them. I ask you, touch them right now. Touch them right now. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you, touch them. Touch each one of them. Holy Spirit, touch each one of them. Only those who are
touched by God in reality. You can feel the fire. You can feel the fire of the Holy Spirit inside of you. Simply stay here on the stage. Just tell Him, Father, I commit to You my life. Right now, commit to Him your life. Dedicate your life to Him. Promise to Him that your body, your life, all of your being will belong to Him. Will belong to Him. Will belong to Him. Will belong to Him. Raminto rimanarra da sopra torrica tarra sampa torrita tarra somma no rica tarra sopra torrita tarra somma no rica tarra sampa torrica tarra Lord, touch in the name of Jesus, touch in the name of Jesus, touch in the name of Jesus. Rimanarra da sopra torrica tarra sampa torrita tarra somma no rica tarra sampa torrita tarra somma. God is touching now several people. You will feel this. You'll feel this inside of you. You'll feel the glory of God inside of you. You'll simply feel the glory of God inside of you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit simply touch you. Let the Holy Spirit touch you right now. Let Him work. Lift up your hands. Worship Him. Worship Him. Everyone in the room, just worship Him. Just bless Him. Just praise Him. Remember one thing. The Holy Spirit in this room is moving in this room right now. It's none of my business here. It's not my job here. It is Holy Spirit's work. He's touching several people. Listen to me carefully. Those who are touched by God, you'll get up from this prayer completely different people. You'll be completely different people from this prayer. Completely different in the name of Jesus. Complete change. Complete transformation. Complete change. Complete change in the name of Jesus. Complete transformation. Yes, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Simply worship Him. Simply worship Him. Simply worship Him. I'm praying, Jesus. I'm praying, Jesus. I'm praying, Jesus. Complete change in the name of Jesus. Complete change in the name of Jesus. Complete transformation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Complete transformation. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Complete transformation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Complete transformation. Complete transformation in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, Father, complete change, complete transformation in the name of Jesus. A new person, a new life. Complete transformation, complete change, complete transformation in the name of Jesus. Complete transformation, complete change in the name of Jesus. A new life, a new life, a new life, a new life, a new life in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, freshness, freshness from glory to glory, 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 from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. From glory to glory. We don't control the movement of the Holy Spirit. He is touching certain people, only certain people, because God is moving them into new glory. They need this. They need this. They need this. They simply need this. God has chosen this. We don't know anything. He's come to this church. He's working. He's working in this church. It's hard for us to preach because He is working right now. He is moving. He is touching. He is touching church. He is touching. Simply receive church. Simply receive church. Let the Holy Spirit transform completely your life. Your lives. Your life. Your life. Your life be transformed. From glory to glory, church. From glory to glory, church. In the name of Jesus. From glory to glory, church. If some one of you don't understand what's happening, simply lift up your hand and say, Lord, touch me too. Touch me. Touch also me. Touch also me, Lord. It's not the pastor here. It's not the leader. It's not the church. It's the Holy Spirit that's working. It's the Holy Spirit working in this place. And it's very hard for me to stand up here because I feel His rivers of glory sweeping out everything from here in the name of Jesus. The rivers of glory. He's chosen. He's chosen from glory to glory, from glory to glory. He's chosen from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. From glory to glory in the name of Jesus. From glory to glory in the name of Jesus. Simply worship Him. Simply worship Him. Simply worship Him. Just tell Him what you've got in your spirit. Just tell Him what you've got inside of your spirit. Say, Father, move me from glory to glory. Move me to the next level. Move me. I don't want to dry up. I don't want to die. I want the next level. I want the next wave of glory. The next wave of glory. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm hungry, Jesus. I'm hungry, Jesus. I'm hungry. Simply worship Him, church. Worship Him, church. Worship, church. You will never understand God with your mind. You'll never understand Him with your mind. You'll never understand Him with your mind. He's simply touching people. He's chosen certain people to touch them right now. God is changing the inward things. After this prayer, you'll come home, you'll see that you are different. You are completely different. Your inside thirst for God as never before. Your inside thirst for God. You'll thirst for God as never before. You'll thirst for God as never before. Your prayers will change. Everything will change. Your prayers will change. Will change. Will change. Will change. Your prayers will change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your prayers will change. Please stay in this glory. Stay in this glory. How pleasant it is to stay in this glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't hurry to leave this place. Church, this is not a sermon. Now the Holy Spirit serves its body. His body, because we allow the Holy Spirit. It's His house. Holy Spirit, this is your house. Holy Spirit, this is your house. Touch everyone in this house. This is not our house. This is your house. Touch every life. Touch every life. Touch every life. Touch every life in this place. Worship Him, thank Him, simply worship Him, simply thank Him for what He has done. Thank you, Holy Spirit, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh Jesus, worship, worship, worship. It's Him, it's His voice, it's His movement, it's His glory, it's His glory, it's His glory. Simply God. He filled several certain vases so much. You are so full with God. It flows over, it flows over, it flows over the top. Oh my beloved, please be filled with God, be filled with God. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Fill your vases. Fill these lives, Father. I'm praying for every person in this place. Fill, fill them, fill them, fill them, fill them, fill them. Fill them. Oh, remanto rovi rosompa torrica taravara sompa torrica taravara sama. Oh, your glory. Oh, your glory. Oh, your glory. Oh, your glory. Your glory. Your glory, your glory. Oh, move. Heal, heal, touch, change lives. Change lives, change lives, change lives. Change lives. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, our Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You've chosen her for a special ministry. You've chosen her for a special ministry. Start using her. Start using her. You've chosen her for a special service. Start using her. Start using her. Start using her. Complete. Obedience, complete obedience, complete obedience, complete obedience, complete obedience to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let this church be soaked with your glory. Let this church be soaked with your glory. Let this church be soaked with your glory. Oh, Jesus, oh, beloved, oh, thank you for touching these lives. You've chosen some people here. They have a serious calling, concrete, serious calling. I simply see on you a concrete calling. I can feel something heavy on you, something concrete. It will come. It will come into your life. Simply continue to be in His presence. Simply continue being in His presence. God says, you don't need to do anything, just be in His presence. You will see when His glory will come upon you, it will start flow. It will start flowing. It will start flowing. His glory will start flowing. For some strange reasons, people will be changed around you. Their life will be changing around you. They will be coming to your houses in your presence. A few words in their lives will be changed because God is putting right now on you the spring of life, the spring of life, the spring of life. He is breathing. Simply receive, accept. Don't resist. Simply accept. It's the Holy Spirit. It's Him. I've known God for a long time, and I know that it's Him. It's Him right now. I've been too long in His glory to not know His voice. It's Him. He's touching right now His children. He's filling right now His children. He's filling His children. He's filling. He's filling. He's filling. He's filling. He's pouring His glory, His Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Let everyone in this place be filled with Your glory. Let everyone in this place be filled with Your glory. Don't resist to the movement of the Holy Spirit. Never ever resist to the Holy Spirit. It's God. It's Him. It's Him here. It's Him right now. Jesus. It's Him right now. Jesus. It's Him. Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Romento rimana ravaro sopa torrica taravara 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 sopa torrica. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, beloved. Oh, yes. Oh, precious. Oh, precious. Oh, remanta ramano rovoro sopa torrica taravera sompa torrica taravera samon. Remanta romano rovoro sopa torrica taravera sampa torrica taravera sompa torrica taravera sompa torrica taravera sompa torrica taravera samon. Reca taravera sopa torrica taravera sampa torrica taravera sapa torrica taravera samon. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, the Lord told me one thing. There are people in this room who blasphemed what's happening here, who rejected what's happening here. The Holy Spirit told me concretely, you need to come out right now and stand up here and simply repent before Him. If you will have the boldness to do this, He will touch you. He doesn't want to lose anyone. There are people who blasphemed, who thought bad things about this church. Right now, you simply need to come out. To kneel down on your, He will break your pride. He will change your life. He doesn't want to lose you. No one is to be lost. God is giving right now to you a chance. God is giving a chance to you right now. Don't be ashamed. He is telling you right now. Don't play the puppet show. Come out right now. Come out in the middle. Kneel you down. Don't say anything. Simply come out. Your coming forward will be concrete proof to God that you humble yourself. You accept the Holy Spirit. Come down. Come down. Amen. 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 No one is forcing anyone. It's the atmosphere of His glory. Simply ask, says, Lord, I will never, 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 never speak about. It's Your movement. It's Your glory. Listen to me very carefully. Listen to me. You simply need to ask Him forgiveness, not from me. I don't need this. I'm being blasphemed all over the world. My name doesn't mean anything. Holy Spirit says, you spoke against Him. If you don't repent, He will live your life. When He lives your life, your life will be in terror. Now is the right time for those who blaspheme God. Your time is right now. Your time is right now. Amen. Thank you, Father, for these souls. Thank you, Father, for these souls. Thank you, Father, for these souls. Thank you for what's starting right now here. Listen to me, those who are here on the stage. God wants to do generals out of you. You will be generals of God. He says that many of those who are staying here right now will be in such a glory in what the God's generals walked. God's generals, the generals of God walked in this glory. Many of you, from many of you, such a glory will flow. You will be amazed yourself what God will be doing in your life. God concretely tells me some of you are anointed to be generals, generals, in the name of Jesus. Some of you concretely will be clearly, I can feel this clearly, some of you clearly will be generals in the name of Jesus. I don't know what will be. I don't know when. But I know that God says simply, be with me. Be in my presence. Be with me. And this glory will pass on you and it will flow from you. You don't need to go anywhere. You don't need to learn to read, to finish schools. You need to be in glory. You need to be His glory. You need to be His glory. Some of you clearly will be walking in the glory that of God, that God's generals walked in. I know it for 100%. If you'll obey God, you'll be in His will. You will see what will happen with you. You will see what will be happening around you. Accept this word for you. Say, Father, this is me. This is me. This is me in the name of Jesus. This is me. This is me, Jesus. I accept it. I accept it, Jesus. I accept it. I want, Lord, through my body, through these people who are here right now, the glory of God to flow. I want the glory of God to flow through these people here. He didn't touch you for no reason. It's a supernatural touch. It's only God. You've been sitting in your benches. He already started working inside of you. It's such a fire inside of you. No one is able to quench it. No one is able to quench it. No one is able to quench it. Thank you, Jesus. No one is able to quench it. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for this word. I thank you, Jesus, for this word. I know, Father, that there are people here who will be doing such miracles that are impossible to contain in people's minds.